Good, Alex Stephen joining us now from Racing and Sports. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good, Sean. How about you?
Good. Now, first of all, the Kingston Town Classic, Pernambuco, bit of value, but got the money. It's a strong win.
Yeah, it was. Made a long, sweeping run and got there late. It's his second win from three runs this prep, and we've given the runner time form rating of 115. 115 is a shade low for a Kingston Town Classic win. Eastern State horses like Stratum Star and Moriarty, they've won it in recent years with figures a couple of lengths quicker than what Pernambuco produced on Saturday. For people on the East Coast who only pay attention to WA racing around this time of year, they'd remember Pernambuco was a 13-start maiden who was twice group placed as a three-year-old. But since he's gone over there, he's won more than a third of his starts, 9 of 24. So he led in a local first four for the Kingston Town Classic, all WA gallopers. So really, only Bedora and Furyk running the Quinella in the Winterbottom was about the only money the Eastern State horses took back with them. Even looking at the jockeys, Douglas White, Josh Parr and Joe Bowditch, they were the only jockeys not from WA to win races over there during the three main weeks of the carnival. So, yeah, the locals certainly kept the cash over there.
Yeah, they've got some tough horses and fair horses over there too. They really have. Now,
spot on there, Sean.
Rose Hill on the weekend, we'll run through these. Gongs looks pretty smart in the first, but the place getters all seen in charge look like they'll improve a lot.
Yeah, Chris Waller, he's got some decent two-year-olds this season. He's got the best one we've seen so far this season in Performer, but yeah, you're spot on, Sean. All sign in charge on Saturday. They were each very good late. I want to see them both over more ground. But I suppose, yeah, Gong's got the accolades on Saturday. Two wins from as many starts for her now, the latest has netted her a time form rating of 101. She's the first two-year-old to win twice in Sydney this season, and James Cummings' juvenile team is starting to grow in momentum and size now. Gongs are certainly the pick of the fillies, but he's also got some nice colts like Encryption and Rainier, who we both saw in Melbourne this spring, and even Plaguestone, green as grass on debut, but certainly looks like he's got a bit of a motor there.
The second there, Sparky Lad, Josh Parr, he's looked as a little bit green, but he got the money.
Yeah, it was a smart ride by Josh. He managed to keep the favourite Helios Spear wide on the track, posted three wide, no cover. Sparky Lad, that was his second run back from a freshen up, and he's run to a time form rating of 100. Helios Spear is the only horse I want to be following out of the race, though, Sean. He was painfully unlucky. He was caught three wide, no cover throughout, but to his credit, he kept fighting right to the end and was only narrowly beaten. Look, I'd be surprised if he wasn't winning third up wherever he goes. Poetic Charmer, last across the line. Apparently, he's off for a spell now and connections are going to geld him. On the best he's shown this prep, watch for him returning to the races later this season. He's only a benchmark 67 horse, so being a couple of stone lighter next prep, he could progress right through the grades, I think, Sean.
All right, now, Magic Choir and the Highway, Todd Howley, he's got a handy horse here.
Yeah, he sure does. Adam Hieronymus gave him a beautiful ride third on the fence, and the horse rewarded him for that in the straight. 75 was the time form rating we put on the run. He's so lightly raced for a four-year-old, just six starts, but he's won three of his four runs this prep. It'll be interesting to see how far he can go. It's interesting to note that he is still a stallion, so I suppose if connections do decide they need a couple of more lengths from him, that they can geld him and bring him back. But there's no reason. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I think he deserves to be intact with what he keeps producing.
Yeah, too right. No, he's been a very handy horse for Todd. He's doing a great job. The Noir got the money in the ATC Owners Benefit Card Handicap for Chris Waller, another winner.
Yeah, carbon copy of Magic Choir's ride the race prior, third on the fence. She had plenty of first leave after it in the straight. She's produced a time form rating of 95 to win that, and it was an important win for her. It's shown connections. She can get over a long sprint trip now. Some of the form from her maiden prep breed's fantastic as well. She held her own against some nice fillies and mares like Savopinski, Slow Burn and Test the World earlier this year. The stablemate Miss Ballantyne good in second. They took the blinkers off her this prep and she's responded really well to that change. She's kicked off her prep with two straight seconds. Maybe it could be a case of third time lucky for her wherever she goes around next, Sean.
All right. Now, number 742, their official manner were two. Gambler's Blues, Tim Martin. He does a good job of these horses, Tim.
Well, yeah, he was a case of third time lucky this prep. He was ready to go after two consecutive seconds to kick things off this time in. He's run to a time form rating of 93. He's holding his form well. Probably even room for a little more improvement fourth up next start. So he's held off three Chris Waller runners, finishing within the length of him. Karzoff was the real head-turner of the three. Mornington in fourth, starting to prove costly for followers. They backed him again. However, he could only manage fourth. But there's a benchmark 80 at Warwick Farm in 2 weeks' time, over 2,100 metres, which I think might be the right sort of race he needs. He will probably land somewhere just off the speed, and yeah, he could take some holding out. He should be hitting his straps next start, I think, Sean.
All right, we go to Invincibile. Lee McCorian pulled the three off, and that helped Invincibile get the money.
It was an interesting race. There looked to be no speed on paper, and the favourite Flow, he was meant to, in theory, just get a picnic out in front. Instead, they went extremely hard out in front early, and that was always going to hurt Flow late. Invincibile, credit to Lee McCorian. He got Invincibile out of the speed battle just in time, I think. And so the end result was him winning his second straight start. And the latest win, it's returned him a time form rating of 108. So the December handicap over 1,400 metres at Warwick Farm on December 23 is probably where he should go next. The stables suggested they probably won't go to Villiers with him in 2 weeks' time, despite the temptation. Just there's still the opinion that a mile would stretch him. But Warwick Farm, he's got a good record at the track. The way the race was run, though, Sean, Flow, he was extremely brave. There's a 1,400-metre Colts gelding and Entire's benchmark 85 at Warwick Farm on December 23. I think he'll take some beating around Warwick Farm, back in grade, third run from a spell.
All right, now about to get set at Ballarat. Let's quickly here test the world. Bonomi, two smart horses, Quinella, the Mark Hughes Foundation handicap.
Tessa Wells, she's a fantastic mare. She's won 6 of her 10 starts now, and she's placed on the other 4. This latest win netted her a time form rating of 100. That's a new career peak for her. They'll no doubt be chasing some black type with her soon. Perhaps the Christmas Classic at Randwick on December 30 is an option. There are also options for her in Brisbane too, but the place getters, Bonomi, 2 Excess, both excellent, extremely consistent. 2 Excess caught the fastest final 600 metres of the day at Rosehill. He was flashing home. He got home in 32.61 seconds. So he's been up for a little while now, but he just keeps finding the connections. He's doing a great job, Sean.
And some nice horses ran the first 4 on the 8th as well. Drakenfeld's been in Pipeline, Lanciato and the Hipster.
Yeah. Wound up well. Out wide and too good was Drakenfeld's. We assessed the run with a time form running of 100. He's working through his grades beautifully. Pipeline, as you alluded to, very brave in second. Lanciato and Torpenhow, they are each catching the eye late too. Lanciato, he's interesting. This is a horse who used to be raced over a mile and beyond, but this year Martin Newnham's kept him fresh in its sprint trips, and the result of that's been 4 starts for 2 wins and 2 placings. So keep an eye out for him second up, maybe over just...
Now the final event, King Darcy, and again Tim Martin, he took 3 horses to the races and got a double.
King Darcy, he had to fight really hard in the straight and held off a couple of nice horses to win, and he's produced a time form rating of 98. The runner-up, Bastia, he was good up in grade. His records suggest that he'll be even better in Sydney if he can perhaps get a soft track sometime in his next couple of starts. Selleman in third, he was the real eye-catcher. They made a stack of gear changes to Selleman a few runs back, and since those changes, he's recorded 2 wins and 2/3 from 4 starts. So, those gear changes could be the making of Selleman, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes next campaign, starting afresh.
All right, terrific. What was your horse to follow from the weekend?
Helio Spear, just an awful victim of circumstance. He'll be hard to beat next start, and you can make a similar case for Flo being incredibly unlucky. Both of them, I think, can be bringing home the cash for a third up next start in the coming weeks.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Alex. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Sean.